Sisters in Christ,
弟兄姐妹平安。
Sorry for my voice, I got a bit of sinus infection. I mean, recovering for the last 3 days. Anyway, it's a blessing to be here this morning to preach God's word to you.
感恩今天早上能够来到这里跟大家来分享信息。
It's Palm Sunday.
今天是中之节。
And let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们来同心祷告。
Father, we ask the Lord, your Holy Spirit, fill this place, Lord.And empower us to worship you and to listen to your word and educate us and the Lord that we may walk in your ways, Lord. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen. The passage that we're looking at today, this morning, is Acts chapter 4, verse 8 to 12.
今天早上的经文是《使徒行传》第四章第八到第十二节。
I entitle it, Healing in the Name of Jesus.
我把它题目是在以耶稣基督的名得痊愈。
Let me read to you. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified,whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now the story about the healing of the lame man actually begins in Acts chapter 3.
这个故事关于这个残疾人得痊愈，其实从《使徒行传》第三章第一节开始。
Now Peter and John were going to the temple to pray.
彼得和约翰到圣殿里面祈祷。
At the ninth hour, which is about 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
申初的时候祷告，那就是大概下午三点。
There at the gate of the temple, they met a man who was lame from birth.
在圣殿的门口，他们就看到一个从来就是瘸腿的人。
The name of the gate was called Beautiful Gate.
那个门叫做美门。
Now the lame man was actually asking for alms, not healing.
其实这个人在那里呢，是祈求人家周济，而不是要得医治。
But Peter said to him, "I have no silver and gold, but what I have, do have, I give to you."
彼得却说，金银我都没有，我把我所有的给你。
And at the very moment, Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
There, the man at the beautiful gate was healed.
那个人在美门前面就得了痊愈。
For the first time in more than 40 years, he walked on his own.
40年从来没有，他这一次能够没有人的帮助下能够行走。
It was indeed beautiful.
的确是一件美事。
Now Peter did not give what the man wanted, but instead he gave him what he needed.
彼得没有给他这个人所想要的，却是给他所需要的。
He was healed by the name of Jesus Christ.
他是奉耶稣基督的名得着痊愈。
When the people saw him walking into the temple for the first time on his own, he was leaping and praising God.
当众人看到他进入圣殿的时候，他是跳起来站着又行走。
The crowd was filled with wonder and amazement.
百姓都看见他行走，都赞美神。
Peter took the opportunity and preached a message of repentance to the people of Israel.
所以彼得就趁那个机会，就告诉大家要悔改归正。
Peter reminded them about God's covenant with their forefathers.
彼得也提醒他们跟神和祖宗所立的约
，and pronounce blessings through their family, through their offspring，
也告诉他们他们的后裔将得福。
It was a wonderful day for many people that day。
当天是对一个好的日子。
Not only had they witnessed a miracle, they also received blessing from God。
不但是见证了奇迹，也得到了神的祝福。
But not everyone was pleased with what the disciples did.
可是不是每个人对于使徒所行的都喜乐。
And as Peter and John were speaking to the crowd, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them and arrested them and put them into custody.
当彼得和约翰跟众人说话的时候，祭司们和守殿的官员就进来，把下手拿住他们。把他们押进直到隔天。
They were greatly annoyed about their teaching about Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
他们对于传说耶稣从死人复活非常烦恼。
Now the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection.
其中的撒杜该人当然是不相信有复活的事情。
So they held Peter and John for a night, since it was already evening.
因为天已经晚了，所以他们就把他们押到第二天。
So the next day, all the high priests, rulers, elders, and scribes of the Jewish temple gathered in Jerusalem.
隔天又有大祭司，还有大祭司的亲族都在里面。
And began to question Peter and John.
他们就在那里审问这个彼得和约翰。
So this group of religious men were the top Jewish leadership of its day.
这一些这个宗教的领袖就是当时候犹太人本身的领袖。
This trial marks the first confrontation between the Jewish leadership and the disciples.
而这个审讯就是当时候的宗教领袖跟这些门徒中间的第一个冲突。
Since the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这是从耶稣的死里复活开始。
This trial also marks the first of many persecution that is to come.
这个审讯也是这个过后许多的逼迫的事件的头一次。
It tells us in great detail the work of the Holy Spirit through the disciples.
而在这里就讲述了这个门徒借着圣灵所带来的种种的能力。
It also tells us about the content of their message and their response to the accusations from the Jewish leaderships.
也告诉我们门徒所要带出的信息和对于这些宗教领袖的质问的回应。
And so this marked the beginning and the context of our story today.
这就是我们今天的故事的触景。
The Jewish leadership was concerned about the origin of their healing powers.
宗教领袖主要在乎的是这个医治的能力的来源。
They did not deny the miracle of healing.
他们并不否认说这个事件的确发生了。
But they questioned where their power and authority was from.
但他们所质问的是这个能力的来源是来自何处呢？
So they asked, by what power or by what name did you do this?
他们说你用什么能力奉谁的名行这事？
Now, by what name is just simply another way of saying whose authority did you get your power from?
奉谁的名的意思就是你是从哪里得着这样子的能力呢？
They did not question its authenticity, but they questioned its authority.
他们质问的不是这个事情的真实性，而是这个事情的权柄来自哪里。
Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, begins his response by first addressing them politely as rulers of the people and elders.
彼得圣灵充满，先是很客气的称呼他们为治民的官府和长老。
Now you'll notice that Luke was intentional in putting the phrase Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit here.
其实路加在这里是很刻意的告诉我们彼得是圣灵充满的。
He wants to remind the readers of that after the day of Pentecost, the disciples were doing things that they usually would not do.
路加要提醒我们在这里五旬节过后呢门徒所行的都是他们平时所不能够行的。
Now this does not mean that before the day of Pentecost, they were not filled with the Holy Spirit.
这不表示说在五旬节之前呢他们没有圣灵。不是的。
But this filling of the Spirit here gave them additional courage and wisdom to respond to their accusers.
可是在这里的圣灵充满呢却给他们能够有勇气和智慧来面对他们的控诉者。
Now Peter does not answer their questions in a straightforward manner.
彼得没有直接的回应他们。
Peter begins with a little reprimand reminder.
彼得提醒了他们。
He did not speak like a fisherman that day.
当天他并不像渔夫。
But more like an experienced lawyer and a prophet.
而像是一个有经验的这个律师还有先知一样。
Let's take a look again at verses 9 to 10.
我们再看一下这个第九和第十节。
If we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man,
我们倘若今日因为残疾人身上所行的善事
，By what means this man has been healed？
查问我们是怎么能够得痊愈的
？Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel，
让我们以色列的百姓都知道
，That by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth。Whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well.
站在你们前面的这人得痊愈，是因为你们钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
Now Peter's response appears like a rhetorical question.
彼得在这里好像是问一个问题。
But beneath the question is actually an attack on the ruler's hard-heartedness.
不过他问题的背后就是质问这些人的心里的刚硬。
Peter knows how hard their hearts were.
彼得知道他们心里刚硬。
Their accusation was straight to the point.
他们的质问是尖锐的。
And Peter's defense was just as poignant.
而彼得的辩护更加尖锐。
Allow me to rephrase. You ask me what by what means was this man healed?
我们可以这样子的来形容，他是问说，你问我这个人是凭什么能够得医治
？Let me tell you, it is Jesus whom you have rejected and crucified.
我告诉你，就是你所弃绝和钉十字架的耶稣。
But God raised him from the dead.
可是神却叫他死里复活。
It is because of Jesus that this man is healed and standing before you today.
今天这个人能够得痊愈而站在你们面前，是因为耶稣。
The proclamation that Jesus is the cornerstone whom the builders have rejected.
他说，耶稣就是你们匠人所弃的石头，今日成为了房角的头块石头。
Now at this point, I would like to bring attention to one special word that was used in verse 10.
在这里，我要强调其中第十节用的一个字。
This man is standing before you well.
就是这个人站在你面前得痊愈。
The original Greek word for well is hygis.
希腊文这个痊愈这个字是 hygis,
which is the origin word for hygiene,
也就是英文所用的 hygiene.
It is an emphatic word, a word with special emphasis.
这个是很强而有力的字。
It actually means whole or healthy,
可以指完全或者是健康。
Literally, the crippled man was made whole again.
所以这个残疾人呢，现在得以完全了。
This special word was used in contrast to the man's crippledness.
这个字就能对比之前这个人的残疾。
In his former state, he was literally weak.
在之前，他的确是软弱的。
He could not walk.
他不能行走。
He was unable to work.
不能工作。
And had to beg at the gate for his livelihood.
而要在门口那里乞讨为生。
But now he is healed.
如今他得痊愈了。
He's made whole again.
他又得以完全。
He's in good health.
健康。
He's no longer weak.
不再软弱。
No longer needs to beg at the gates again.
不需要乞讨。
He's now living well.
所以能够很好的活着。
When we look at this passage,
当我们
who do you identify with?
当我们看这段经文的时候，你会跟谁认同呢
？The crippled man?
残疾的人吗
？Peter and John?
彼得和约翰吗
？Or the rulers and the Sadducees，
还是这些官长和撒都盖人呢
？So most of us can easily identify with being the crippled man。
我们多数人能够与这个残疾人认同。
Each of us has a weakness, and by the grace of God, we are made whole again。
我们都有软弱的一面，而靠着神的恩典，我们得以完全。
There is a message of comfort to those who are crippled in our lives。
对于那些在生命中有残缺的人呢，这的确是一个安慰的信息。
Something may be crippling in our walk with God.
我们跟神行走的道路，可能我们已经残疾了。
Some of us may still be begging at the gate at the temple.
我们可能就像是在门口那里乞讨的人。
Living a very aimless life without God.
没有神在我们的生命里面是很彷徨的。
We pray for what we want rather than what we need.
我们所祈求的只是我们想要的，而不是我们需要的。
We exchange long-term happiness for short-term pleasure.
我们用我们的长期的这个幸福来换取短暂的享乐。
We live for the moment and not for eternity.
我们只求活着这一刻，而不是为了永恒而活着。
Some of us may even identify with Peter and John.
可能我们会跟彼得和约翰认同。
A good deed goes condemned.
一个善事这里被得到指责了。
How many of us serving in church have experienced something like this?
我们在教会服事的时候，是否也经历到如此呢
？Our good deeds or our motives were questioned.
我们的善事或者我们的企图得到质问。
Sometimes our actions and motives were misunderstood.
说有时候我们的行为被误解了。
Our favorite question is.
我们最喜欢问人的是。
Who gave you permission to do this?
谁容许你这么做呢
？Who authorized this?
这个是谁允许的呢
？So when questioned, we may ask ourselves, Isn't God on my side?
当我们被质问的时候，我们会问说，不是神与我同在吗？
If I am doing the right thing, why am I being questioned?
如果我做的是对的，为什么会得到质问呢？
Why am I being crucified like Christ?
为什么我会好像基督这样被钉十字架呢？
Okay, maybe I'm dramatizing a little. Okay.
可能这边我碍眼了一点。
But the truth is very often what we see as good may not be seen as good by others.
可是事实就是当我们看为好的呢，不是每个人都看为好。
Just like the healing of the crippled man.
就像这个残疾人得医治。
A good deed goes condemned.
这善事得指责了。
I confess that sometimes in ministry I felt like Peter and John.
在侍奉的时候，有时候呢，我就像这个彼得和约翰。
I desire vindication. I desire justice to be done.
我希望得到平反，我希望得到正义。
No, vindication and justice are good things.
平反和正义都是好的。
But I forget that it is God who justifies and vindicates, not us.
可惜我忘了是神平反，而不是我们自己平反自己。
No, the difference between Peter and me is that in this story, we see Peter always pointing to Christ in all that he does.
在这个故事里面，我跟彼得的不同呢，就是彼得常常指向基督。
Never once did he claim credit for himself.
他在这里没有为自己讨功劳。
Never once do we see Peter saying that it was by his power that healed the man.
我们也没有看到彼得说他是凭自己的能力医治这人。
Rather, it was always in the name of Jesus.
永远都是以耶稣基督的名。
Unfortunately, this is something I have not done enough of.
这就是我没有做够足够的。
Pointing to Christ.
指向基督。
We as a church do not do enough of this.
作为教会，我们也做这个不够。
We fight over territories.
我们争地盘。
We fight over human resources.
我们争人力资源。
We like to question each other's motives.
我们想质问彼此的企图。
And we like to claim credit for ourselves.
我们为自己讨功劳。
When we place ourselves over Christ, we miss the bigger picture.
当我们把自己放得比基督还要高的时候，我们就忘记了整个事情的真相。
In times like this, we're just like the Jewish leaders. We miss witnessing the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst.
而在这些时候，我们就像这些宗教领袖一样，我们忘记来见证这个圣灵所做的工作。
A long time ago, in a church far away.
在很久以前的一个教会。
There was once a newly married Christian couple who was so full of joy for the young people in their church.
有一个刚新婚的基督徒的夫妇在为这教会的年轻人那里服事。
Now the husband was a Sunday school teacher of a group of teenagers.
这个丈夫呢是在一些青年人领袖当中呢做这个主日学老师。
One Sunday morning, he saw that his class was very restless and bored, and so in the heat of the moment, decided to bring his class of teenagers out from church.
一天早上呢，看到他的班呢，的人呢非常懒散，所以呢就一时冲动把他们把他们带出教会。
Now he packed all of them in his minivan, and brought them to a nearby park for an outdoor teaching session.
就把他们载到附近的一个公园那里教课。
Now the teenagers were so excited and happy.
青年人就很兴奋，很高兴。
It was probably the most interesting lesson to date.
就是他们上过的这个主日学课最好的一课。
A lesson which I'm sure they will never forget.
他们不会忘记这样子的一课。
So the young Sunday school teacher made it a point to bring his class back within the appointed time of the Sunday school.
这个年轻的主日学老师呢，有在他们这个受允许的时间之前就回来。
Needless to say, he got into so much trouble from the church leadership.
可是呢，他却从那个教会的领袖那里得了许多的质问。
He was made to publicly apologize for his irresponsible actions.
他必须公开为他不负责任的行为认错。
Which he did so very sincerely.
他也这样子做了。
He acknowledged his mistake and promised never to do such a reckless thing again.
他承认他的过错，以后不再这样子的做。
It was also a lesson that he will never forget.
所以他也记住了这个很重要的一课。
So some of you may side with him and get angry with the church leadership for being so narrow-minded.
有些人可能会偏袒这个年轻人说为什么这个教会的领袖这么心胸狭窄。
Some of you may side with the church leadership and agree that what he did was irresponsible.
有些人可能会偏袒这个教会的领袖，说这个人做的是很不负责任。
There are merits from both sides of the story, and it's not my intention for you to choose sides.
不是，故事的两面当然都有自己的理由，而我也不是要你们来偏袒一方。
But the point I want to raise is this.
我要提的重点是
，Our God is working in our lives even when we do not see it.
神在我们的生命里面工作，尽管有时候我们不知道他是在这样子做。
We may think that we are doing God's work, but we are not.
我们可能以为我们是在做神的工作，可是我们不是。
And sometimes we may think that we are not doing God's work, but we are.
而有时候反过来，我们以为我们做的不是神的工作，可是其实是的。
There is no need to condemn the young men or the church leadership, for they were all doing what they think is best for the church and its people.
在这里，我觉得也不用来谴责这个年轻人或者是教会领袖，因为他们都认为是为教会和这群人呢做他们应当做的事情。
So also were the rulers and Sadducees.
而这些官长和撒都该人其实也是如此。
They were simply doing their job of keeping their faith real.
而他们就是在为他们的这个信仰的真实性来做事情。
It was their job to question the healing of the crippled man.
他们的确有责任来质问这个残疾人得医治的理由。
But the problem is, after questioning and verifying the facts before them,They continue in their unbelief.
可是问题是在找出了事情的真相之后，他们继续他们的不相信。
They were paralyzed by their own power.
他们被自己的权柄所瘫痪了。
They were blinded by their own disbelief.
他们为自己的不相信所弄瞎了。
Instead of rejoicing with the crippled man, they ended up condemning the good deed.
他们与其跟这个残疾人或者是跟彼得一起欢呼，可是他们反而为了一件善事而在这里质问他们。
We are no different.
可能我们也都不没有什么不同。
We are given authority to govern the church and its people.
我们被授予权柄来管这个教会还有这个。
But sometimes we abuse our power and abuse the trust in people whom we serve.
可是有时候我们却滥用我们的权柄，还有人所授予给我们的信任。
With the recent revelation of the sex scandals in the Catholic Church,
最近这个天主教那里所传出来的性丑闻
，and the upcoming trial of fund misappropriation in a mega church,
还有一个大教会所要公开审讯的这个私用公款的事情。
Are we not crippled?In some ways too.
我们是否也在某方面都残疾了？
Are we so different?
我们有这么不同吗？
I'm not suggesting that we close a blind eye to injustice.
我不是说在不公义的事上我们要不闻不问。
We need to call a spade a spade.
我们应该就事论事。
When we see something that is wrong, we need to voice it out.
当我们看到错的事情，我们必须讲出来。
A sin is still a sin, even if you call it by any other name.
犯罪的事情就是犯罪的事。
But here is the good news.
这里有好消息。
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
在耶稣基督的名能够得痊愈。
There will be healing in the Catholic Church.
所以天主教那里会有得到医治。
There will be healing in the mega church.
大教会也是如此。
There will be healing in India.
在印度也会得医治。
Just as there was healing in Auschwitz.
就好像在集中营里面也有人得医治。
There was healing in Uganda.
在乌干达也能够。
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
因为在耶稣基督的名里面得医治。
I believe that this is the key message of our story today.
我相信这就是今天的信息。
Jesus is the main point of our story.
信息的主角就是耶稣。
No matter what happens, Jesus is the only name that brings salvation.
不管什么事情发生，我们要记得耶稣就是那个给救赎的名字。
We are all crippled.And all of us need Jesus.
我们都有残疾，都需要耶稣。
Let me read to you verse 12 again. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
十二节提醒我们，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐给别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
So what can we bring home today, other than a reminder that there is true healing in the name of Jesus?
我们今天要带回家的就是这个提醒，告诉我们奉耶稣基督的名能够得医治。
We don't proclaim enough this in our church.
我们在教会里面更需要宣讲如这样的信息。
Sometimes we are discouraged when we hear of conflicts and confrontation in church.
有的时候我们在教会里面有纷争、有冲突，我们会失落。
We question, how could a church be so full of strife and unhappiness?
我们说教会里面怎么可能有这些纷争和不愉快呢？
Isn't the church supposed to be a perfect place with perfect people?
难道教会不应该是一个完美的地方，里面有完美的人吗？
No.
不是的。
I believe that the church is a place for sick people.
教会是一个有生病的人。
For imperfect people.
还有不完美的人。
The church is a place for the crippled.
教会是给残疾的人。
The church is where healing takes place because Christ is the church.
教会是一个能够得医治的地方，因为基督就是教会。
Now what does our church look like to you?
这个教会对你来说应该是什么样子呢？
Now, this question was asked by Wan Ling during one of the cell group sessions.
婉玲在一个小组里面问这样的一个问题。
Does it look like a church in the traditional sense?
传统里面教会应该是怎样的呢？
A solemn place of worship, a sacred place.
一个能够敬拜的一个很严肃的地方，一个神圣的地方吗？
Or does it look like a concert hall, like some mega church?
或者是像一些大教会一样，是一个音乐厅呢？
Or does it look like a hospital for the sick?
或者是一个为病人开的一个医院？
Or maybe it looks like a school or a seminary.
或者是像一个学校，或者是一个神学院？
Or does it look like a social club?A community center,
或者是看起来像一个俱乐部呢，或者是一个联络所。
A daycare center for the elderly,
还是一个老人中心。
Or a kindergarten for our children,
或者是小孩童的幼儿园呢。
Or maybe it is all of this,
或者是每样都是呢。
I always believe that the church is full of crippled people.
我始终相信教会里面许多残疾的人。
My favorite image of a church.Is the church as a hospital?
我最喜欢的这个影像呢，就是教会是一个医院。
Recently, I had spent quite some time at a hospital.
最近我花一段时间在医院里面。
Not because I was admitted, but I was visiting several people, friends and relatives who needed treatment.
不是因为我进院了，因为我去探访一些在医院里面的人。
There is this one hospital.That did not look like a hospital at all.
有一个医院呢，完全不像一个医院。
It was even nicknamed hospital.
它有一个外号，就好像hospital， 就是店，像店一样的医院。
For it resembles a hotel than a hospital.
因为它像酒店多过像医院。
The decor was beautiful.
因为那个富丽堂皇。
The nurses and doctors were all beautiful and handsome and super friendly.
里面的医护人员都英俊漂亮。
It might help them get recovery faster.
他们可能会更快的医治。
The whole point of this new look is for the patient to not feel like a patient.
这个新的这个样貌呢，就是让这个病人不觉得像一个病人一样。
Regardless of the decor, the true purpose of the hospital must be a place for healing.
不管什么样的装潢呢，这个医院的本质就是要让你能够得医治。
If the church is a hospital, then there must be healing in our church.
如果教会是一个医院的话呢，那教会里面必须有痊愈的事情。
Now, not necessarily in the form of healing sessions like charismatic churches.
我们并不像一些教会呢，会要有大型的那种医治的场所。
But simply healing in the name of Jesus，
而是在奉耶稣基督的名就能够得医治。
Healing between parents and children，
家长和孩子之间的复合。
Healing between co-workers，
同事之间的复合。
Healing between family and friends，
家人朋友之间的复合。
Healing between enemies，
仇人之间的复合。
Healing as in true forgiveness.
而这个医治呢，就是宽恕的医治。
All of us have been hurt in some ways or another.
我们某方面都得到伤害。
Let us stop bickering among ourselves.
我们就不要彼此再纷争了。
Let us not talk bad behind a person's back.
不要在别人背后说闲话。
Let us forgive each other and ask for healing in the name of Jesus.
我们彼此宽恕，而奉耶稣基督的名得医治。
Let's pray for our church to be a place of healing.
我们要祈求教会成为一个得医治的地方。
In the name of Jesus, heal our church.
奉耶稣基督的名，使教会痊愈。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, Lord, you are our healer. And Lord, may you come amidst us and heal us of our grief, our pain, our suffering, our strife. Father, Lord, we come to you together as a church in one united body, that we are crippled just like the lame man, Lord. But Lord, only in your name, the name of Jesus Christ, that we can be healed. Lord, Father, I pray for every family here and every individual here, Lord, who have much difficulties in communication, and understanding with their children and their parents, both sides, Lord, Father. We pray for a renewed heart, Lord, Father, of patience, of understanding, of love, that, Lord, we are all one in Christ, Lord, Father. We want to thank you, Lord, for this church, for you have been in our church blessing us richly, Lord. Continue to bless us that we can be a blessing to others. Lord Father, open our eyes, soften our hearts that we can witness the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst, Lord. All this we pray in the Son's most precious name. Amen.